The U.S. Forest Service has awarded the contract for a major logging project on Kuprianov Island near Petersburg. The agency made the announcement last week during its latest collaborative stewardship workshop. That series of public meetings is aimed at bringing forestry stakeholders together to come up with local uses for revenue from the sale. The discussions have been tense at times. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein attended a recent workshop and has this report.
The Forest Service put Tonka up for sale at about $825,000. The winning bid, the only bid, came in from Viking at $1.1 million. Viking has the only large mill still operating in Southeast and has logged past Forest Service sales on Lindenberg Peninsula of Kuprianov Island, which is where the Tonka sale is. The agency proposed Tonka as a stewardship contract, which means money from the sale can be retained on the Tongass and used for habitat restoration and other forest improvements. At the latest public workshop, District Ranger Jason Anderson said he had initially tried to keep that service work separate from the timber sale itself. The idea was to give the group more time to come up with individual stewardship projects, projects that could also provide work for smaller, more local businesses.
By policy, I felt we were pretty comfortable and clear in not having any proposed actions as part of the contract other than the timber component, and use the stewardship proposal to articulate the types of projects that we're interested in and where we would go with those in the future to continue the environmental analysis, do the public discourse and public disclosure process. And that was sort of the direction we initially wanted to head with that. Through discussion with the regional office after our May workshop, I was informed that that wasn't going to happen, that ultimately there had to be a service component in the contract.
So as it stands now, the Forest Service will pay Viking to remove four stream culverts. Three of those are flagged as red pipes, which means they're blocking fish passage. Viking will also take out an old bridge and put about a half mile of old logging road in storage. The Forest Service also has the option to have the company do some tree thinning to improve deer habitat as well as some maintenance on the Tonka Road system. According to Anderson, that would still leave around $1 million that could be used for future stewardship projects. Some workshop participants have taken issue with the process. Becky Knight suggested the Forest Service was just using the words collaboration and stewardship to validate things that were going to happen anyway. For instance, Knight said she was shocked that the Forest Service had put the Tonka timber sale proposal out for bids while the group was still discussing potential stewardship projects.
I think it's real hard to stomach when you come to these meetings and then you find out that without informing the larger group, you've gone behind closed doors, I'm sorry, that's what they were, and decided on the project criteria yourself.
The Tonka area has been heavily logged and roaded in the past. It's frequented by hunters and other recreation and subsistence users from the Petersburg area. Workshop participant Mike Bell appreciated the Forest Service's efforts to get input from the public. He was one of a couple of people who disagreed with critics at the recent workshop.
I'm grateful for the opportunity that we can get together and maybe have an impact on what's going to happen around here. And it just seems to me like you guys aren't here to be a positive influence or have a positive impact. You just want to fight.
There have been four of these workshops so far, and with a mix of timber sale supporters and opponents, the disagreements have not been limited to procedural concerns. They've extended to broader issues like the impacts of old-growth logging and the various techniques aimed at improving aquatic and upland habitat. Participant Dave Beebe observed that the group clearly didn't share the same values, which he said was to be expected, but he said everyone had the right to express those values. For instance, Beebe disagreed with the Forest Service's use of pre-commercial tree thinning as a means to restore previously logged stands.
We have a crash in the deer population here after, and that's a legacy of 30 years of clear cutting, low elevation habitat. And this is not helping it, nor will it restore it. It can't, because you're going to have canopy closure all over again.
Money from the Tonka sale will not be available until the end of October 2016, when the logging contract is supposed to be done. So District Ranger Anderson pointed out there was a lot of time for the group to discuss how money from the sale should be spent.
My objective will be to continue working forward with the relevant stakeholders that want to come to the table and provide that feedback, provide input.
Despite the public workshops, the ultimate decision on how and where the stewardship money will be used is still up to the regional forester. The Forest Service expects to finalize the new Tonka timber sale contract within the month and logging to begin next spring. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.